This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. There's a problem deep in Lake Winnebago. The city's water plant intake pipe, 2,600 feet from shore, is now 50 to 60% blocked by sediment. As freezing temperatures set in, the intake pipe could fill with ice. The city is working with an engineering firm, the DNR, and a dive company to come up with a plan to clean up the mud. Work on the project should begin as soon as possible and could be completed by the end of the month. There are two backup water intake pipes for the city water plant. The Common Council tonight will reconsider the first phase of the Red Earth housing project near Lake Butamore. The council had approved the project with three-story apartment buildings, but developers say without the four-story buildings originally proposed, the project is a no-go. Residents who live nearby are expected to voice their opposition once more to the larger buildings tonight. Property tax bills are now in the mail. The city reminds residents they can pay at City Hall, by mail, or at Community First Credit Union. Page 2, the Oshkosh Police Department is remembering their emotional support animal, Canine Magic, today. A memorial service is being held at the Best Western Premier Hotel. The public is invited to attend. Tonight is the final night for the Oshkosh Fire Department's Food and Toy Drive. Santa and the firefighters will be in the northeastern side of the city. Donation of toys, food, or cash can also be made at any fire station. A reminder that the annual Chamber Christmas Business After Hours is coming up on Thursday at the Waters. You can make your reservation through the Chamber of Commerce. And the Winnebago County Health Board will vote on Friday to spend $80,000 on harm reduction vending machines. They're vending machines to provide essential harm reduction supplies to people who use drugs. The vending machines are stocked with naloxone, sterile injection equipment, first aid kits, and more. Turning to sports, the Herd lost last night to the Indiana Mad Ants, 110-101. The Herd is back home again for a pair of games later this week at the arena. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.